Okay. Sir, could you state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Yes, sir. Samuel Major, and my ADC is 275-388.
Okay, sir. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Right next to her is the Honorable Luis Quinones. And, sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair.
Okay.
And also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Osborne, sir. Mr. Osborne represents the Department of Correction and the Parole Office.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sir, prior to this hearing, you received and signed a form notifying you of this hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
This one right here?
Yes, sir. On that form, you were also notified that you had the right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or you could hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself.
All right, sir. At this time, Mr. Major, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do, sir.
Okay. Sir, Mr. Major, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Sir, in phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. Major. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, sir. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the allegation on your warrant states that you have violated the Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report for a face-to-face contact visit on August 3rd, 2017, as verbally directed on July 6, 2017. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That would be true, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Major, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. So during phase two, the board's going to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Major, get any additional information or information that you would like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Major was released from DOC custody on May 1st of 2017. He was arrested on September 16th of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on his gun warrant status, and was returned back to our custody that same day with 44 escondes, with a community supervision ended of February 13th of 2018. Current conviction, 2012, aggravated assault, 5 years. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 5.5, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no STG or gang information noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs, disorderly conduct, and possession of weapons noted. Other arrests, 2010, burglary, AZ felony conviction probation, and 2012, DWI license suspended and revoked, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation, and he has a community risk score of G3, B4.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Major, so when you were released from prison, you were approved to reside at 2963 South Pantano Edge Road in Tucson. You didn't have any other address that was approved or requested. Were you still staying there, sir?
I was staying there up until 2 weeks before I got locked up here.
Okay.
Or maybe a little more, maybe three weeks before that.
All right. So you're there 3 weeks up until 3 weeks before. Okay, so
yeah.
When you work, and it says that you reported employment at CJ's Automotive as a mechanic, is that right?
That's correct, sir.
Were you still working there?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay. You assigned the task color of the day, which was olive. You had submitted three specimens for testing, which were negative. And then you were directed by the color line on 5/19, 6/12, and 7/24. You were instructed to attend anger management classes at Community Health, in which you attended 5 times. You also attended a mental health consultant at Community Health Center, sir. So what happened? Why did you abscond, sir?
What happened is I had my girl, she had a miscarriage. I lost my baby at 3.5 months of her being pregnant. And I literally broke down and gave up. If you guys would have got me when you guys got me, tried to commit suicide. I cut my arm really bad. And DOC helped me fix my arm. It just got done healing. Actually, I wish I could show you guys, but I can't at this time. And I stopped taking my medication when that happened. And I lost my mind. I'm not going to lie, it's not using that as the excuse I was wrong, but in fact of all that, I was doing everything I possibly could to do right, whether it was counseling classes, take my medication. I felt unstable, and when I felt unstable, I fell and I couldn't get myself back up. And I got scared that because he did call and he said, come in, but I thought that he was just going to violate me and take me back to prison after doing 5 years, and I really wanted to be out there for my family. But when my baby died, that really tore me apart.
Okay. So how are you doing now, Mr. Major?
I am doing actually really good. I'm programming here. I'm on my medication. I'm in the pod, participating in table time where they talk to us, they pull us out on one-on-ones. And I've been on my meds since I came back, and I really was doing everything I possibly could. I failed and I regret it, but I really wouldn't do anything just to get that chance back.
Okay, so you're on your medications now, you said, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And you're doing what kind of program are you doing while you're there, sir?
Socialization, which is the CO3 program, and I do go to a psych class, which we go in there and we talk about our problems and our anger problems and how to control ourselves, it's just a regular psych class, except it ain't a psychiatrist, he's more like a psych tech, and they pull us out twice a day, and I've been participating in that, and then I go out on one-on-ones where I discuss how I'm feeling, how to control my mood, or how to stay positive, stuff like that. Ever since I came back in, I've been programming, doing everything I possibly can.
Alright, are you on any suicide watch now, sir?
Pardon me?
Are you on the suicide watch or anything now?
No, I am not, sir.
Alright, that's good. So I'm gonna see if the board has any additional questions for you. Ms. Rittenhouse.
Yes, sir. Mr. Major, when you said you left the 2963 South Pantano Edge Road address about maybe 2 or 3 weeks before your arrest,
I guess. I remember right, yeah.
Where'd you go?
Yes, ma'am.
Where'd you go?
I went up to my friend's house on Manitoba in Pantano.
Oh, okay. So you just
got arrested.
Okay.
It was me that told them to call the cops, and then I pretty much told them to call, so I turned myself in. I couldn't. I don't know. I couldn't because I was so depressed. And at that time, losing the kid, I don't know if you guys ever been through that, but it's not a nice,
Okay, understood. So you were at your friend's house then when the Tucson PD picked you up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, thank you, Mr. Johnson.
All right, okay. Mr. Major, the board's going to be going into discussion shortly coming up on the conclusion of the hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
Yeah, I would like to tell the board, if it's possible, if you guys do give me a chance out, would you guys put me in Sacramento? I'll go to any program that I need to go to. I'll do anything I need to do to be successful. That's all I'd say, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Major. The board's going to go into discussion. So while we're in discussion, we're going to ask you to remain silent. Stay on the phone, Mr. Major. We'll get back to you when we're concluding our discussion. We're board's now into discussion. It does appear that Mr. Major was doing all the right things and being drug-free, attending his classes, and went into a slump when he found out that he had lost his child and stopped taking his medication, and he said he committed suicide. My concern is that he remains stable. He's actually incarcerated, and he has a little over 3 months left on his time, 3.5 months. And he's programming at this time right now. He's taking his medication, and he's attending psych classes. He's doing some social classes. I just think that, you know, that Mr. Major's been through a traumatic event. However, if he remains incarcerated, he can continue to take those programs. I'm concerned about him making sure he's stable when he gets out, so that he doesn't relapse or do something to himself. I think he'll be a much stronger person to stay in there and take this time that he has left to go ahead and stay in and keep taking his medication, the psych programs, and the social program that he's actually taking, so that he can be a productive citizen when he finally gets out. And he'll be a stronger person when he gets out. That was a very traumatic thing for him to go through. And he's also stated that he had a very hard time once he went through it, and he went to stay with his friend, and had the DOC not came and picked him up, and he'd been arrested. He's just getting his arm healed because he cut his arm really, really bad. So he sounds like he's really out there. He doesn't have an extensive criminal record. He was incarcerated for aggravated assault, but he doesn't really have an extensive criminal record. He is still a young man that he can get himself together. But I would just hope that he take the time that he have in there to physically and mentally get himself together, so he can be a stronger person, be productive, and able to support and take care of his family when he gets out.
I agree with you.
Okay. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Major. Find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, had lapses without the logic to criminal ways or a company. He was absconding for 44 days and became suicidal and depressed at the time prior to turning himself in.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Major. Sir. So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on February 13th of 2018. So, Mr. Major, you know, I would tell you that our concern is trying to make sure that you continue to take your classes, stabilize yourself, sir. Take the time that you have left remaining in there to continue programming, continue your psych classes, continue your socialization classes, so that when you do get out, sir, that you'll be a much, much stronger person. You have gone through a dramatic event, sir. We hope that you don't try to commit any suicide, that you take care of your health, mental, and your body. And when you get out, sir, that you'll be a productive citizen and out there able to support and take care of your family, sir. Please, sir, continue your programming that you're doing while you're there, okay?
All right,
sir, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Major. I want to thank you for participating in your hearing.
Thank you.
Could you put the CO3 on the phone, sir?
Yes, sir.